Now to Victoria, where a case of forgetting to put out the bins has resulted in the first confirmed sighting of a critically endangered marsupial in over a decade. The Otway Ranges are a known habitat of the carnivorous tiger quoll, but for the past 10 years, no one's been able to confirm if it was still alive in the wild. Anthony Stewart reports a late-night encounter has solved that mystery.
For the past 10 years, environmentalists, tourists and park rangers have been hoping to hear a very distinctive roar in the Otway Ranges in southwest Victoria.
They're stunning animals. They're gingery browny colour, covered in beautiful white spots right down their tails and across their bodies. And they have the most divine little pink noses and very strong teeth.
Lizzie Cork is the founder of the Conservation Ecology Centre at Cape Otway. She's been trying to establish whether there is a surviving population of tiger quolls in the region for the past 18 months.
Completely carnivorous. They're our largest remaining carnivorous marsupial on the Australian mainland. So they're very, very special and play a really important role in the ecosystem.
Is that part of what makes them so vulnerable?
It is part of that. Because they're top of the food chain, they exist in quite low densities naturally. So when we lose just a couple here and there, actually we're making a big impact on the overall population.
10 years ago, tiger quoll hairs were collected in a trap, but that's the last time scientists were able to confirm they're alive. Residents across the region have claimed to have spotted the beast since then, but there's been nothing concrete.
Unfortunately, we haven't been able to confirm any of those reports. We haven't been able to collect any photographic evidence using our remote cameras or anything like that.
That is until Matt Morton had a late-night encounter last month.
Heard a thud on the deck, went out to investigate, and there was a ginger and white-spotted animal that sort of looked like a oversized possum. Then it slowly had walked up a couple of flights of stairs, and as it got past the laundry, it defecated in front of the laundry door.
The event piqued his interest, and after talking with the Tourist Information Office, he realised the animal faeces, or scats, may be more valuable than expected.
Luckily, we picked it up with a doggy bag and then placed it in the bin, and we ended up missing the bin collection on Monday morning, so we're very lucky to have the scat still in the bin.
We've had so many these reports of people who think that they've seen one and we haven't been able to back that up with evidence. But their description and the fact that they did have the scat and just looking at the scat, it certainly wasn't a possum scat, and yeah, it definitely was a carnivore scat, and it was really exciting, but we had to keep that, contain ourselves until we had the official answer.
The scats were sent off for DNA testing, and on Friday they were able to confirm that tiger quolls are alive in the wilds of the Otway Ranges. Shane Neal from the Conservation Ecology Centre says finding more scats may actually hold the key to protecting this elusive species.
They actually tend to seek each other's scats out. They poo and wee in piles, in little latrine sites, and over that 500 hectare home range. And so the idea is if we can hone in and find those scats, because they don't move, they're a little bit easier, hopefully, to find.
The centre is training a team of dogs to hunt for scats, and with a confirmed location, it's hoped they'll soon hear a wild tiger quoll roar.
Not what you want to hear in the middle of the night.